Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Hi, Dark. Welcome to the Rocks Talk Show. My name is Roxanne Wilson. It's good to see all of you. If you're hanging out on the YouTube, we're here live with you for about 15 minutes to do the chat. But if you want to come over to TikTok, we're going to be here for a little bit longer with the after show and all the things. Today, we have some great things to talk about. First of all, we have to talk about the clips because the clips happened and we were all there for it, whether we realized it or not. Love to know how that worked out for you. What was it like for you? Did you enjoy it? Did you see it? Did you just skip over it? All the things. We're also going to be talking about basketball because the champion has been announced now, has been decided for this season of NCAA men's basketball. And I have results in on how the women's basketball game was received, how many people were there, all the things. And last but not least, we have some interesting celebrity news, most of it in the country world. And a little bit of Travis Kelce news as well, too, that I'm going to share with you. So let's go ahead and get started at the top. Did you watch the eclipse? P.S. By the way, I'd love to know, do you remember what your song, this is a little random, but your prom song was? Do you remember what your prom song was? If you do, pop it in the chat. I'd love to know. We'll get there. Okay. So first and foremost, here we go. The eclipse, it happened, and I have to admit, I was kind of like, well, I'm not in the line. They were talking about this area you could be in to see the full eclipse. So I wasn't really like jamming on it. So I went to the gym, and as I was leaving, all these people had their glasses on. And so I was like, oh, can you actually see? Can you see anything from here? Like, yeah, look. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, now that's kind of cool. That was actually really cool. Did you get a chance to watch it? I didn't buy glasses. I didn't do anything for it. And then I did get to see it for a moment. I was like, wow. But then my skeptical self came out, and I thought to myself, how do we know the glasses weren't just made to look like that? So you see this like crescent kind of moon. Okay, maybe I'm being ridiculous, but it was super cool to see if you did get a chance to see it. And if not, hopefully you get a chance to look at some of the pictures, like the professional pictures done with it. One thing I thought was really great about the eclipse is we all took, I am Michelle, I'm skeptical, what can I say? We all took a moment and paused. We took a moment and looked up at the sky. We took a moment and just took a break. And I think for most of us, we don't do that enough. So it's exciting to know that so many people were able to do that. They say more people watched it like in the line, you know, that line they had across the US. More people were there watching it than the Super Bowl. That's a lot of people. And it brought like billions of dollars to the neighborhoods or the cities where that were gonna be in the direct line. So it's good for the economy too. That's awesome. Love that. Love that for us. Do you feel like, okay, y'all, don't ever let me say I love that for you, to you, because to me, that's the new bless your heart. You know, it's like, oh, bless your heart. And bless your heart, if you know, is not, you're not actually blessing your heart. You're like looking down on someone. I lived in Texas for long enough. I know. When I hear, I love that for you, that to me sounds that way as well. I love that for you. Kind of sounds like, oh, bless your heart. Okay, that's good for you. I don't know. There's a little snarkiness in there. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I hear snarkiness in the, I love that for you. If it was just, I love that, then it's like you love it in general. But if you just love it for you, I think that's snarky. Try it out. I'm telling you. Okay. So basketball, the NCAA men's basketball finals were yesterday. It was Purdue versus UConn. First quarter, it was neck and neck. Purdue started falling back a little bit, but they were like five points behind. The second half, well, that was another story, a different story. A UConn, we're going to get back-to-back, double up our wins kind of story. And they were fierce and on fire. And Purdue just couldn't get the balls to land, and it just didn't happen for them, which is okay. UConn is the better team. There's a guy named Edie. He's super tall on Purdue, who just has been impressive the whole time. It was funny because the commentators were like, well, you know, maybe an NBA team will be able to find some type of role for him. I'm like, are you kidding? Maybe. Oh, they will. I think they're being sarcastic. Anyhow, the numbers, the night before, as you know, the women's basketball finals were there. It was North Carolina State versus Caitlin Clark and University of Iowa. And the numbers, as I predicted, came out. And y'all, get a load of this. 18.7 million people watched the women's championship. Why does that matter? Well, and I think I said North, it's South Carolina, isn't it? It's one of the Carolinas. Clearly, no one who's in Carolina watches my show because no one has corrected me on that if I've been saying it wrong for the last couple of days. Gamecocks. So get a load. 18.7 million people watched the game. That is the largest audience for any, I repeat, any basketball game, college or pro, since 2019, since before the Great Lockdown. That is amazing. So you think about it, even the NBA finals, any of those games, it dwarfed that. Any of the NCAA men's games dwarfed that. Even dwarfed the games leading up to it. That's amazing. 18.7 million people on a Sunday decided to sit down and watch women's basketball. You know who would be really thrilled about that? Kobe. Kobe was such an advocate for women's basketball. Come a long way. Like, it's exciting to see that people are giving it the attention that it deserves. They're fierce. I've always watched women's basketball, but I think because I'm a woman, B, I love sports, and C, I went to Baylor, and our women's basketball team was just awesome. So I did. Although we are not awesome right now, but that's okay. We're good. We're just not awesome. Okay. Let's talk some celebrity talk, if you don't mind, because some things happened in the celebrity world over the last couple of days we need to talk about. First of all, I asked you what song was your prom song. Our song was Making Love Out of Nothing at All, which is really interesting to me because I think that Making Love was about, like, making love. That was our song. And I remember when maybe that was one of the proms. It was Eric Clapton's You Look Wonderful Tonight. That was my senior prom song, which, again, I don't know why my school was like, let's pick an oldie. That song didn't come out in that year, but we like to pick, like, old throwback songs. So that was the song. 1996 was, and that song was out way before that. I think it was. It must have been. The reason I asked you that is because we're going to have music world. Country music. Now, first of all, Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's country album, has hit number one on the country charts. It's the first time any Black female has gotten to the top of the country charts. The song that I love, and I admit I haven't listened. Wait, have I listened to it all now? I think I might have. I don't know. The song that I was most excited to hear was Blackbird, because I love that song. It's just a very, like, da, 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 da. I feel like Blackbird should be the song you're listening to after you listen to Total Eclipse of the Heart when you're just, like, looking out into the sky. Well, Paul McCartney came out and said he loved it. He loved her, which, gosh, to me, that's a really big compliment when your OG comes out and says you did a good job. Anyway, she's number one. Now, speaking of country music, and by the way, y'all, I will say I'm excited for her. I think that's great. I cannot say to you with full gusto that album is actually a country music album. There are country music songs on it, but is it a country album? I guess it is as much as Shania Twain's when she crossed over the other way, or when Taylor crossed over the other way. So I guess it's country, but there are some really good songs on it. And I think it's totally, Bodyguard is good too. That's a good one, which people are saying that maybe the Bodyguard song is her talking about her bodyguard, and maybe something happened with her bodyguard. I don't know. But the TikTok is doing the video showing the signs. I don't know how they got. Beehive has a lot of receipts. Let's put it that way. Morgan Wallen. Y'all like Morgan Wallen? Morgan Wallen has a lot of hits, a lot of bangers. Do we call them bangers when they're country music? I don't know. Anyway, turns out Morgan Wallen was at Eric Church. Eric Church has a bar because, you know, that's the thing now in Nashville. Like, if you're a country singer, you got to have a bar. And it's got to be, like, that country row area in Nashville. Well, it's his bar is not too far from the storied Ryman. So you kind of think of the area, you've kind of heard of it, you can envision it, or maybe you watched Nashville, the show, which I used to love. Alas, Morgan Wallen was on the rooftop, sixth floor of the bar, which 6 floors of the bar, that is a bar. That is a big, big bar. Why am I telling you this, my friends? Because allegedly, and there is actually footage. So it's allegedly because innocent until proven guilty, but there's actually footage. Allegedly, he took a chair and chucked it off of the rooftop. 6 stories. Now, I do not, listen, my dad loves some physics. I am not a physicist, But I do know that when you throw something 6 feet from the air or even just drop it, the velocity it's going at makes it a deadly weapon. Can we agree on that? Well, he did. He threw it. And I don't know if he threw it or he just dropped it. He threw it is what I'm hearing. I did not see it. I was not there. It flew off of the roof and it nearly hit a police car. I'm sorry. I just think it's funny because no one is injured. So I can laugh about that. I think it's funny that like you did something wrong and it really, yeah, of course a deadly weapon, right? Ash, totally. It hit, it almost hit a police car. So naturally there was no, I mean, I'm glad the police were nearby. They did end up arresting him. He was put up bail for $15,023. Why I know that dang number, I don't know. It should not surprise you. He had that money. So he was out like, I think he was in at like 11:30 or 12:30 and he was out by 3:30. My question is, Morgan, are you bored? Are you bored? You could have killed someone. Are you bored? There's things you can do if you're bored besides throwing a chair off of a 6-story rooftop. I don't know. If you're bored, go write some more music. Go sing somewhere. I don't know. Go in an escape room or go to one of those rooms where you can just destroy things. Like, don't throw. So, of course, neither Eric Church nor his bar has commented on the issue. Of course, they're not going to comment on the issue. Morgan Wallen is way too popular. I'm just happy no one was hurt. But I just feel like he has signs of maybe he needs to calm down. Maybe. I'm just really trying to think of the what state of mind you're in where you think it's a good idea to do that. Under the influence or otherwise. Ash says, but boredom should not send someone to do such a thing. Yes, she said, that's childlike. He needs therapy. I'm with you. I completely agree with you. For you to just, I don't think drunk should cause that or under the influence in any way should cause you, like, let me throw a chair. And I was being kind of cheeky saying I'm not a physicist, but I'm pretty sure. I think we all know if you drop something that high, it's going to... Listen, and you got to imagine too, like he's at this bar. It's the bar was opening this weekend. So you know that there are a lot of people, like it is a miracle that he did not hurt anyone, but it like that destroying like, ooh, you know what though, Ash, I know you said that's childlike and I agree with you, but is it childlike? There's a point. Whenever I think about this, I think about like when we were younger and we had to do these science experiments, like trying to get an egg, did you ever have this where it was a raw egg and you had to make some type of parachute out of like paper or like paper clips or whatever and paper. And we all make them. And the janitor went to the rooftop because, you know, the kids weren't going to go to the rooftop and would drop them down. And if your egg didn't smash, you won. That was in, I don't know, it was in grade school for sure. And the reason I mentioned that is because in a child realizes and you learn that dropping something that far is dangerous. And that was just like one floor, two floors, maybe. I don't like to me. Hi, Ashley. Taking a chair and throwing it. I think he threw it. No one said it dripped. From it. And there's a video out there. I haven't seen the video, but there is video out there because obviously you're Morgan Wallen. There can be videos on you. There's so many things like do something. That's why I'm like, put them in a padded room or put them in an escape room. If you've got to destroy things because you're bored or whatever it might be, if you're angry, that's even scarier. Like if it was like, oh, he was fighting with someone, he was mad. Still scary. You got to handle that. He does need therapy. I agree with you. He needs therapy and he needs to calm down. And it just seems to me like a sign of some destructive behavior to come. I'm just saying, Brittany, it's good to see you. I like his music, but I don't like his behavior. Thank you so much for the heart. Give me the heart of the day. I appreciate that so much. We were just talking about Morgan Wallen because he threw a chair from a 6-story bar, Eric Church's bar. Happy Tuesday to you as well, too. And the 6 stories landed on the ground next to a police car. Thank goodness no one was injured or hurt. But why? What was the point of that? I don't understand. Travis Kelce. Speaking of another fun one, Travis Kelce, he's a cutie. I've always thought he was a cutie. He's just a cutie. I can't help it. And like my ex is a Chiefs fan. So I have no reason to like the Chiefs, but I do because Travis Kelce is a cutie. And so anyway, he has actually a new job. No signs of him leaving the Chiefs. Don't worry about that. But all rumors have it, although no entertainment outlet has announced it yet. So I guess I'm scooping TMZ. I guess I'm scooping E! Online Entertainment Weekly. Or it could not be true. But rumor has it that he has a new job. He's going to be the host of a new show. Do y'all remember Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Apparently they're rebooting it. It's going to be Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? And the host is going to be Travis Kelce. I'll watch that. You know he's going to be charming because he's just a charming kind of guy. I will definitely watch that. So that is going to be coming out. Don't know when because they haven't announced it yet. But when you hear it, you're going to be like, I knew that already. I'm up on my pop culture. Roxanne gave me the skinny. I sure did. I want to remind y'all. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you. Well, actually, I've got something to tell you talk, but I can't tell you tube. I have to wait till the tube's off. I have news for you talk. To my talkers, there should be an event sign invite somewhere, and I'd love for y'all to join me tomorrow at 4. It should be somewhere. I'll break it down in a moment. But if you're watching on the, what is this called? The tube. Thank you so much for being here with us. Don't forget to get your free email template. The link is in the caption. And if you want to be part of the conversation live, come on over at 7 a.m. Pacific time. I'm on live on TikTok, and then we roll into this as well too. So you can come and join us here for the after show. In the meantime, go be great. I'll see you later, YouTube. TikTok, don't you go anywhere. TikTok will make it. Jump. I don't know why I like to do that, but I do.